For the Beaver Radio Network, I'm Kelly Schultz. Joining me from the BSU women's hockey team is Lauren Miller, a junior forward out of Brockville, Ontario. And Lauren, first of all, you center the line of Caitlin Tugas and Steph Anderson. How much fun has it been being between those two this year?
Yeah, it's been so much fun. I mean, they both bring so much skill and energy, and they're both so hardworking, and it's been really fun to be with them.
You guys clinch home ice for the first time ever in program history for the first round of the WCHA playoffs. That weekend when you found that out, what was the thought going through your head?
It's just an unbelievable feeling. You know, we've been doing so many things with this team that we haven't done in program history, and it's exciting, and it's so thrilling for us.
Well, you being a junior, you've seen a little bit of adversity over the course of your time, having to adjust to a new coach and all. Just breaking all those school records and history that your team has done this year and the last year, for you, how fulfilling is that?
I think it just made the hockey and school experience that much better. Getting a new coach, we were all pretty excited for new adventures, and it kind of makes the path along the way that much better.
What's it been like playing for Coach Scanlon?
It's been unreal. Like, I really enjoy him as a coach, and I love what he brings to the team and his energy on the ice during practice. It's a lot of fun.
Last weekend, your team sent out your senior class on a high note with a 3-1 and a 6-2 win Friday and Saturday. For you, you guys have struggled on the scoring side as of late until the last two weekends. What has caused kind of this change?
Yeah, I think, you know, we come to practice every week and trying to get things done, and I think we're getting the bounces this weekend. I think that's what helped us a lot.
You got a goal on Saturday night. Walk us through that one.
Yeah, Tugi, we had a 4-on-4, and she blew up the wing, and she hit me trailering, and I was lucky enough to put it away.
She's so patient with the puck. How fun is it to watch her?
It's so much fun just to watch her, you know. Sometimes I'll just be sitting on the bench waiting for my change to come, and she's awesome to watch.
This chemistry of this team has been incredible. Just being around your team off the ice and traveling, you couldn't ask for a better group of people to play with, could you?
No, I love this team, and I can't wait for years to come.
You guys wrap up the regular season on the road. Long road trip, but not the longest one this season. You've had it pretty easy here in the second half. What's this last road trip going to look like for you guys?
Yeah, we just want to go in there and get 6 points and clinch third place, hopefully, and we all know what we have to do. So
what's it like traveling with Beavers?
It's fun. It's definitely entertaining.
I know we've seen some interesting movies on the road. Any idea what we'll be watching this weekend?
It's always a mystery.
What's it going to take to beat Minnesota State this weekend? They're a team that's still looking for their first WCHA win.
Their goalie's been playing unbelievable, so we're gonna have to get some good quality shots on her with net presence.
How dangerous is a team like Mankato looking for their first win?
Oh, they're very dangerous, absolutely.
Everybody in this league is, aren't they?
Yep.
Lauren, thanks so much for your time. Good luck this weekend and the rest of the way.
Thank you.